Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to your Red Friday. 96.5 The Fan, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Emeka Murray. You're like, you kind of are Mini Bink.
Oh, you're going to go with the Mini Bink nickname now, yeah.
You did 4 hours of radio, grubbed, took a nap, and then did 2 hours of radio.
Yep.
Grubbed, took again. A nap, came back, and now you're doing 4 hours of radio.
There you go, Mini Bink.
Hey. Let me tell you something here, guys. Yeah. Guys, see that game last night? Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Like, so New York. So small in New York. Yeah. I love it.
You're like those Instagram posts of like mini NFL players.
Yeah, with a little tiny microphone exactly. And whatnot. Yeah. No, we're going to start calling you Mini Bink. Yeah, oh, I like gosh. It.
I think Halloween's overrated.
Yeah, that was a terrible take. I mean, like, he was so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
Like,
it wasn't even good. And like take. Halfway through his take, he's like, I don't think this is a really good take. I better try to get out of this thing, and just really couldn't. At least that's how I was listening to it as, right? Like, hey, Halloween stinks. Why, Jay? Well, it just does. Okay.
Halloween's awesome. That's my take. And that's all I need to get into. Honestly,
this like, guy peddling Halloween being a failed holiday.
Yeah, they took our holidays. They took away our holidays. And they took away Halloween. You know, what happened to the good old days of Halloween when it's okay to give away a beer? Nobody did that. Well, they should have. Like, well,
did you ever go to a house and somebody hand you a Budweiser as a kid?
I mean, no. I mean, my grandparents my great grandparents one year gave me. Do you remember the McDonald's coupons that looked like dollar bills?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure,
they gave me $5 in that and an ashtray.
Oh, an ashtray. From McDonald's?
No, it was Coors Light, navy blue, and I was 6 years old.
Yeah, 6 years old, you got the ashtray. See, my generation,
16
though,
years to like, use that.
We used to take art classes in school and used to make stuff out of clay.
Yeah, we did.
Everybody
that.
Made an ashtray for their parents back then.
Different times.
Everybody smoked, right? Like, hey, what'd you make? I made mom an ashtray. Go kill yourself and ash in this, right? Like, yeah. We didn't know back then, but that's what everybody was doing, making ashtrays out of clay. Mr. Phelps, the art teacher, terrible toupee. We called him Felper. Wore a smock, had a scamp with like reflectors glued all around the car. The entire car had reflectors glued on it.
Wow.
Yeah, he was great. Dick Phelps was his name. Dick Phelps. Yep. He died recently.
Michael's dead.
I love Dick. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that was a drop.
Been waiting for the right time.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, so make an ashtray out of clay and enjoy your Friday, right?
So, Red Friday, Denver, Kansas City, obviously the important game for the local team this weekend. Last night, though, right? Last night was a delayed start is what it felt like. First half, and then third quarter dominated by Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and then fourth quarter, hold my beer, enjoy the fireworks.
Yeah, well, that's what I was telling you like before the show, because we were texting back and forth last night. We're like, this game blows. Because yeah, they did in the first half.
It wasn't fun.
It wasn't good. I saw a tweet from Jeff Schwartz, Mitchell Schwartz's brother. He goes, well, I went to bed early. I regret that decision. I got a text from a buddy of mine last night, Ryan.
Of course.
Mr. Lash out there who's fighting bears with the switchblade. And he said to me, he goes, well, I'm going to cash out. I took the over. I'm going to cash. They're going to only lose a dollar if I cash out now, so I'm going to cash out now. I'm like, yeah, I don't think this game is going over. 35-34 final.
I try
to went over, baby.
Classic.
I try to tell people the over is going to hit. Last time they played, there's like 78 points scored.
The over didn't hit. It was blowing out of the water. Wasn't it like a 51 or something like that into the game?
Over-under was 53.5.
Yeah. It went over. Yeah. It went over last night. What, 69, right? Nice. Very good. Well done by those two teams. But I was telling Dusty during the break. Yeah, that is outstanding.
She's such a smooth ride.
Uh-huh. During the break, I was telling Dusty, I said, look, this is why we call it the witching hour. And he's like, man, that's probably right. Because NFL games are pretty much turds unless it's your team early on. And then you get to the fourth quarter, the second half, and it is a light show, baby. And those guys put up a hell of a show for you last night. And, you know, it was a
grand finale was worth the wait.
It really was. Yeah, it really was, man. That was a great Thursday night football game, you know, last night. And, you know, they went for two at the end, which is the right decision at that point in time. 100%. Because I woke up again to another text from my friend Britt. This is why you don't go for two. I'm like, no, this is exactly why you go for two. At that point, you didn't want to give Lamar the ball back with a, you know, an opportunity.
I will say this, though, as I apologize for cutting you off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is Lamar Jackson worth it to have that mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. The way he played in the fourth quarter.
So then who are the quarterbacks that merit that mentality? Mahomes?
Mahomes, yes. Yeah.
Jackson?
Yeah. I think Burrow. Yeah. Okay. Allen, maybe. Maybe and those four, and that's
those
about
are,
it.
Those are they can't get the ball back type of guys, yeah, matter how much time's on the clock?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to put the ball in those guys' hands. Like, at one point, Al Michaels said last night, kind of proving my point a little bit.
He said a lot last night.
Yeah, he did, yeah. But he said, like, something about, like, Joe Burrow's eyes. You can see the death in his eyes, right? And I'm like, that's why I want these guys eliminated, right? That's exactly why I wanted these guys eliminated from playoffs. Now, not that they are. They're 4-6 at this point in time, and there's still a little bit of life there. But that loss last night goes a long way into further pushing the Cincinnati Bengals down the chart, because Joe Burrow is a stone-cold killer back there, man. Like, every time I look at him, I get PTSD. I do. I don't have that, really, I don't think, for any other athlete. But when I see him, I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to see him in January. And Lamar took over last night in the fourth quarter and ended up, you know, leading them to that victory. And I woke up this morning and read the ESPN write-up. And I saw this line about Lamar Jackson. This is what ESPN said. Lamar Jackson is playing his best football ever. And I read that. And I'm like, okay, there's a fair point to be made. I mean, he was perfect in the fourth quarter last night.
Yep.
But think about it this way, and this is the way my warped brain works. Lamar's playing his best football ever, according to ESPN, and they have three losses. Patrick Mahomes is playing probably his worst statistical season of his career at this point in time, having a mid-season up until the last couple of games or so, and his team is 8-0. Like, I just sit there and I go, our guy is playing the worst maybe he's ever played statistically. And everybody's pointing it out with the interceptions and all that. And his team is 8-0. They said on ESPN, Lamar Jackson is playing his best football ever, and his team has three losses. So, like, if that doesn't tell you how good Patrick Mahomes is, I don't know what more we need to do. You know, like, that right there is like, wow.
I think I can play the opposite side of that. Because I think Lamar Jackson's playing his best football ever because he has to.
It's almost like Mahomes in 2018, you know?
The Ravens defense is going to be the reason they don't go as far as they want to go.
Yeah.
Like, they're just not good.
They're not good. No.
They give up a lot of points, and they know their offense is electric. And the Ravens basically accepted that when they went and got Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They could have gotten what I think they could have gotten Marshawn Lattimore. They could have patched up their defense. And basically what they said to everybody is that we are going to 2018 Chiefs this thing. We're going to give our quarterback the ball because we know he's a playmaker and arguably probably the number two or number three quarterback in the league. And we're going to lean on him to win the game and give him all the weapons he has. He's got Derrick Henry. He's turned Rashad Bateman's career around. Uh-huh. Zay Flowers is absolutely insane. Light on his feet, can explode at any moment. Then you have, you know, Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews connections there.
So
they're basically telling you, we're going to give our quarterback everything he needs and just trust in him.
So we're too far away on the defense to where Marshawn Lattimore is going to help us. It's not worth it. Let's go get more offensive weapons.
Let's just tell people, can you score 49? Because we can score 48.
Right.
That's what the Chiefs did in 2018.
Right. But it didn't work, right?
And it didn't work because their defense exposed them when it mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the defense's fault that they lost?
You're 1,000% right. It was D Ford was offside. Yes. He wasn't intelligent enough in the moment, in that time, to have that play to where he was offside. The defense cost you the game.
Right.
You fast forward the clocks, right? Mahomes, statistically, is having his worst career ever because for 4 years of Mahomes' career, he's had to be the guy. Mm-hmm. Hey, go do everything while we figure out what we can do for this defense. And in 2022, they fixed it when they drafted Cook, Chenault, McDuffie, and Karloftis.
Yeah.
Because they realized when they lost that game in 2021 to
The Cincinnati game? Yeah.
They couldn't get to Burrow.
Right.
He just got to sit back there, and you saw it. Stone Cold Killer. He could even be more of a Stone Cold Killer when the defense is allowing him to do that.
Yep.
That's why last night he was sitting there like, I'm going to cook these guys, but my defense is also terrible.
Yeah, so it was like a
lose-lose. But Patrick Mahomes, yes, at the end of the year, statistically, it will not be maybe, I don't know, because he's starting to trend in that direction.
He is. He's getting better.
It may not be the numbers that are Mahomes threw for 4,600 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 12 picks. It might be Mahomes threw for 4,200 yards, 34 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions. You look at that, Jared Goff goes, put that on my plaque in the Hall of Fame. Kirk Cousins says, I'll take that every year.
Sure, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes goes, gosh, dog it, next year I got to be better. And everybody goes, wow. And that's why the Chiefs, in my opinion, we can get into this more. That's why I think the Chiefs are that team this year. That's why they're 8-0, because Mahomes doesn't have to go into Iron Man. He can be Tony Stark, wear the nice suit, be the fun guy, be a little cocky, gets the job done. If you want him to turn into Iron Man, which he has done the last 2 weeks, good luck, because he's also got some Avengers on his defensive side, too, that are just as powerful in other ways, because that's the way the team's built.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's why is putting all their chips in Lamar Jackson in this offense. Cincinnati has done the same thing. And last night, you saw a really fun and awesome game. And when those teams play the Chiefs, they have a problem. They can't do that consistently.
Yeah, that's a lot of Bob Fesco coming out of you right now. And what I mean by that is, like, you've taken it to the next level. You are actually looking at the full team, because in the NFL, we've been conditioned to just look at the offense and look at the offense plays. Big deal. They made a nice play here or there. You don't win unless you're strong on both sides of the football. And the team that is the strongest on both sides of the football, far and away, are the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. And that is it. The Chiefs are a top five defense, and they will be a top five offense by the time this season is all said and done. And if you're not strong on both sides of the football, you're not going to win in the NFL. The Chiefs have proven that over the years. Until they got good on defense, they really didn't flip the script and win that Super Bowl, right? They flipped the script. They got rid of their defensive coordinator. They brought in Tyron Matthew. They brought in Frank Clark. They brought in all those guys, flipped that script, and became better on defense. And once they got better on defense, that's when they became better as a football team. And for whatever reason, over the last decade or so, we have been conditioned to just judge teams based on what they do on offense. Mm-hmm. And you start looking at some of these teams on offense that put up all these numbers, find out where their defense is, and then that will tell you where they got eliminated in the postseason. You've got to be good on defense in the NFL. The Chiefs have realized that. They put all their resources, for the most part now, on the defensive side of the football. First-round draft picks, second-round draft picks, two first-round draft picks. In the same draft, the Felix first-round draft pick. Like, they're putting all of their resources on that side of the football, because if you can stop the opposition, it makes your job so much easier. What Patrick Mahomes did in 2018 is probably the hardest season that he's ever had, because he had to go out there and legitimately score 35 to 40 points per game in order to give his team an opportunity to win. Now, he doesn't have to do that. If he scores 28, his team's winning. All you have to do is find the end zone four times in 9 or 10 drives that you're going to have, and it makes it that much easier for your team to win games when you don't have to have your quarterback and offense score on every single possession. Mm-hmm. And that's where the Baltimore Ravens are right now. And when they face the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game or the AFC Divisional Round, whatever it is, they are going to have to score on every possession. And that's not going to happen with this Kansas City Chiefs defense. And we already saw that here at Arrowhead. How many points did they score that day? They didn't even score 21.
Again, three things you find out last night. Lamar Jackson is clear-cut runaway the MVP of the league, right? 10 games, 7-3, 69 completion percentage, almost 2,700 yards, 24 touchdowns, two picks.
And he's the MVP this year, like Patrick Mahomes was the MVP in 2018. Yeah. Has to be the MVP for his team to have success.
I think Mahomes would rather have Super Bowl MVPs than regular season MVPs. Because Lamar's got none of those. He might have three regular seasons, but Mahomes has two of those. The other thing is, you know that Lamar Jackson's nicknames are Action Jackson or LaMarvelous?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, oh, God, yes, yeah.
We knew it was LaMarvelous?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. Everybody named Lamar is LaMarvelous. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know it was either. I didn't know his action Jackson.
It's just like anybody whose last name is Smith, you call him Smitty.
Smitty.
I just didn't know it was LaMarvelous and Action Jackson.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.